a kind of a bird that makes a hooting sound.
Hoot owl.
All right, now is there another kind of owl besides the hoot owls, you know?
No.
Kind of makes a kind of screeching sound.
Screech owl.
Do they have those around here too?
Oh, well, I've heard of them.
Oh, this is a bird that gets up in a tree. And,
it's a woodpecker.
Right. And this is an animal with a white stripe down its back. Yeah,
yeah. He's a skunk.
Okay. And do you have a general name for any kind of animals that might bother chickens? Sometimes by due to joking with reference to people.
I've heard it, but I don't remember what it is.
I think varmints.
Well, yeah, varmints. Varmints can refer to lots of things around here.
What do varmints
mean? It's an animal.
Yeah, but
it would be an animal.
A predatory animal that would be an animal that would get into.
Yes.
Destructive animal.
Mischief.
Yeah. What kinds of animals are varmints?
Well, usually destroying.
I mean, are there any particular kinds of animals?
No.
All right. This is an animal that eats nuts and climbs up in trees.
And he's a squirrel.
Are there any different kinds of those?
Yes. But we just have the squirrels, the tree squirrel.
Okay, what about the ones that don't grow? They're not really squirrels. They would be cold. Yeah. Good.
I'm all loaded.
Okay. Now, these little, we're talking about squirrels, but these are something like squirrels around the ground. Stripes. Brownish with a black stripe. They run very fast.
So like a gopher?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Smaller.
A gopher is smaller than a squirrel. And digs and burrows up in the ground.
Yeah, but now, I mean, these little, they run around the yard. You see in the yard, they're only about 5 feet.
A mole?
No, I was thinking something. I don't use the term. You're a brown squirrel. Gophers okay if you call them gophers. You call them gophers. You know, they have kind of a couple of stripes down their back, dark.
I think
couple
so.
Couple shades of brown. What kind of small fish are around here?
I think they have a crappie.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have some catfish and some trout.
Now, what is this, a shell, something like a fish, it's a seafood that's in a shell, you break the shell open.
The oyster.
Yeah. And this is something, this is a thing that kind of like it's another kind of a shellfish that lives in the water.
The crabs.
All right, do you ever call any of them crabs?
I believe I've heard another name for them, but I always call them crabs.
Crawfish or crawdad.
Yeah, crawfish.
How about something like that? It's seafood. It's like crab. It's a seafood. They're kind of pink when they're after they're boiled. Sometimes you have French fried.
You're not talking about the shrimp, are you?
Yeah. Yeah. And now these are things that hop along the ground. They make a croaking sound if they're down there.
Oh, a frog?
Yeah. Now, what do you call those great big ones?
Bullfrog.
All right. And what about the ones that are just on the ground, that never go near water?
A toad frog.
Okay. And do you have a name for the little ones?
A tadpole.
Well, no, I didn't mean that, but that's right. But I was thinking of these very small green frogs that make a kind of piping noise. Some of them are on the trees.
No, just the frog is all that I know.
You know about tree frogs and tree toads?
I've heard the expression.
Okay. What are these things that grow that use for bait to crawl on the ground?
Mammoths.
Well, I want that too, but this is something that these
little dead worms.
Yeah. Now these things that move along on the ground very slowly, they have a hard shell.
Snails.
Yeah, bigger. Some of them you see in the water and some of them you see when you frighten them, they put their heads in their shell.